There were robust exchanges in the Dáil this afternoon after the Taoiseach Micheál Martin accused the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, of telling lies. Minutes later, the Social Democrats' deputy leader, Cian O'Callaghan, accused the Taoiseach, Tánaiste and former housing minister of engaging in deception and lies of omission. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
This was a bad-tempered affair which began with the Sinn Féin leader accusing the Taoiseach and his government of singing from the same hymn sheet of institutional property funds and being led by the nose by lobbyists. In reply, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin claimed that normal services resumed with the opposition, in which the misrepresentation goes on and on. While speaking in Irish, the Taoiseach claimed Mary Lou MacDonald had been telling lies. This was picked up by the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty, who demanded that the comment was withdrawn. The Ceann Comhairle, Verona Murphy, said she hadn't heard the remark, but added that if the Taoiseach had called Mary Lou MacDonald a liar, then he should withdraw the remark. Micheál Martin replied he hadn't called her a liar at all. Uproar ensued. When order was restored, the Social Democrats' deputy leader Cian O'Callaghan accused the Taoiseach, Tánaiste and former housing minister of engaging in deception and lies of omission when they claimed 40,000 homes would be completed last year during the general election campaign. Paul Cunningham, RT News, Leinster House.
The government is set to order a full external review of the Arts Council after a memorandum was presented to Cabinet. Ministers were told that there was serious trouble brewing over governance concerns at the council. It follows a finding by the Controller and Auditor General that €7 million was spent by the council on an unsuccessful IT system. The family of the former University of Limerick journalism student Joe Drennan has been informed that the Director of Public Prosecutions will appeal the prison sentence handed down to the man who killed him in a hit-and-run incident in Limerick. 21-year-old Kieran Fogarty was given a 6.5-year sentence by the Circuit Court on January 30th last for dangerous driving, causing Joe Drennan's death at Castle Troy in October 2023. That sentence is to run concurrently with an 8-year sentence also imposed on him for other offences, including firearms offences, all committed when he was on bail and banned from driving. A couple who married 6 months after they were both seriously injured in the Omagh bombing today spoke of the horror of the day that changed their lives forever. Donna Marie and Gary McGillan had been due to marry the week after the explosion in August 1998. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Donna Marie and Gary McGillan today recalled how the 15th of August 1998 started as a happy day, with them looking forward to starting a new chapter in their lives. They'd taken Gary's 20-month-old niece and goddaughter, Breda Devine, shopping for new shoes, as she was to be a flower girl at their wedding the following Saturday. The huge car bomb explosion at 3:10 that afternoon changed everything. Gary, who was 24 at the time, told the Inquiry today that it was like closing his eyes and opening them to a different world. His young niece was killed by the blast. He suffered serious burn and shrapnel injuries. Donna Marie, who was 22, suffered third-degree burns to 65% of her body and was given just a 20% chance of survival. She was put into an induced coma for 6.5 weeks and given the last rites 4 times. But almost 6 months after the bombing, the two priests who administered the last rites concelebrated her wedding to Gary. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Omagh.
The Jesuit Order has named a further 15 deceased members who have been the subject of child sexual abuse complaints. 8 Jesuits were already the subject of complaint during their lifetimes, and the other 7 first became the subject of complaint after their deaths. All allegations in these cases have been reported to the Gardaí and statutory authorities. Our social affairs and religious correspondent, Alva Keneally.
This latest revelation follows an examination of files of deceased Jesuits by an independent working group which was established by the Order last year. The independent group was convened following the publication of accounts concerning child sexual abuse and other serious misconduct by Father Joseph Marmion in 2021 and further reports relating to Father Paul Andrews and Father Dermot Casey which were published last year. The Order found that the publication of the Marmion report showed that the identification of one or more perpetrators had the effect of bringing forward evidence in relation to other perpetrators. Today, it has named 15 deceased members of the order against whom complaints of child sexual abuse had been made. In a statement, the Jesuit provincial, Father Shane Daly, has said that the order is pursuing a process of acknowledging child abuse perpetrated by Jesuits over the past 70 years. He said the Jesuits are reckoning with their response to that abuse and that the process is one of accountability, transparency and making amends.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dull today with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, mainly in Connacht and Munster. Elsewhere it'll be drier and there may be bright spells. Highest temperatures will range from 5 to 8 degrees.